Hey guys, this is T, and you're listening to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix with Gar and Josh. Enjoy the show, and remember, stonks do go up.
It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023, 7:30 p.m. sharp central. Oh my god, Titan. It's a beautiful autumn evening, Josh. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix Podcast. I am one of your lovely hostesses, the Garlic Johnson. We are joined, as always, by your other lovely hostess, the Joshua Mitchell. Josh, say hi to the Southern Cackalackin out there.
Well, howdy!
Well, he's Southern, but he's from North Cackalacka, just to be clear. I don't want him to blow up in the chat at me, but he's a Southern Northern folk. The Northern is
by the
Southern.
Way, I did not hear any of the intro, so the opener.
Oh, really? Well, you didn't need to hear it. We appreciate everyone who chats along in the Discord. Big shout out to Mika and Eric's and Al and Walters and Josh, of course, and I'm probably missing someone. Maybe Jacket in there, I don't remember. But anyone who chatted along with us on the first Sunday of football, we really appreciate it. I love seeing the chat blow up. I think Brad was in there for a couple messages. I know everyone's excited about football. I know not every Sunday or every weekend or every game is going to be like that, but I love watching the community pop off. That's kind of, I've said it many times on the pod by now, is that more proud of the podcast, I think, is just having a little community where people feel comfortable to go chat about football. So I appreciate everyone who comes in and chats along with us about the games. And if you got friends who are looking for a home, a little place to chat about football, let them know about our Discord. You should be able to invite them yourself, or I can spit you a link. So appreciate everyone so much for chatting along with us. And football's fucking here. Segment start times will be down in the description below. Thank you at Levi Oki Illustration for all the beautiful art that people can see on podcast and are on the podcast on Spotify and the Discord everywhere else. And thank you at Levi Oki Illustration on Instagram. Josh, how you doing?
Oh, I'm Darren Gar. How are you, Darren?
I'm saying I'm doing all right. You know, I think, things are starting to calm down. I don't have to quite be in charge of everything anymore. So that's kind of nice. We had a lovely weekend tearing it up in Duluth. That's why we were off on Saturday. Josh, how'd it feel to get back to the old stomping grounds? And by stomping grounds, I mean stumbling grounds.
Good. Yeah, I wasn't stumbling this time, so that was interesting.
How close were you, do you think?
Honestly, not at all.
Okay. I mean, you alluded to it, but I don't know if that was for a bit or not.
Early when we got there, kind of when we were just before we got our food and everything, I was sitting there. I was like, oh, gosh, those beers do look pretty scrumdiddlyumptious. But then, you know, as the nights went on and I got splashed with beer as people were playing games around me and I could smell someone enter the room before they did. It's like, you know, I'm okay not being like that.
You're mo over it, dude. All right, well, we did enjoy tearing up Duluth, and Josh, it was lovely to see you. And even though you came up for one night, it was I think you helped help the experience be enjoyable. And I appreciated someone else being in the sober gang with me. You got to experience what I've gotten to experience a million times with the Hidden Oaks crew. So we loved you up in Duluth. Sorry we were off Saturday, but we are back, baby. Have no fear, everyone. Josh, we got a new bit coming up here. I know we like to keep things under half an hour, so just keep her to business. I generally don't know what this bit is. It's allegedly it's a Josh recap of the week. I really don't have any better intel than that. But Josh, you teased it last time we were on the pod. You're like, folks, next Tuesday, I got a bit and I'm coming. So Josh kind of worked on this totally in private, and I just know I'm supposed to give him the floor. So Josh, without further ado, as promised, here you go.
All right. Well, thank you. I would like to take this time to announce that my bit is it's the end of the podcast. Good night, folks. No, I'm just kidding. So, you know, I figured there's a lot of football games. We can't watch them all. Some people don't watch any Walters. And so I decided to do a little recap. This one's a little bit longer. In the future, they will be shorter, keeping it to one or two lines per game. But this one is going to be for week one. And so week one of the NFL season's in the books. This recap will tell you how each team looks. In Kansas City, a banner was hung, and praise to the Chiefs were widely sung. Experts and fans said Detroit was baloney until contracts, injuries, and that bum named Tony. The Panthers struggled with Bryce Young taking snaps, and the Falcons showed everyone how Bijan slaps. both defenses showed that they have a high ceiling. It's hard to win if your wide receiver one is Adam Thielen. We heard the Ravens' new pass game being great. After further review, that assessment will wait. 169 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick for this week. Lucky it was Houston or they'd be on their losing streak. Joe Burrow and the Bengals played a team of brown elves. The film from this game should stay on the shelves. Much like Deshaun and why we think he's all foul, the Bengals seem to have tossed in the towel. San Fran delivered what was promised to us all, while Pittsburgh offense did nothing but stall. CMC, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk, Bosa, and Purdy. What may be good, but this team still gave up 30. The Bucks and the Vikings played with week one at stake. The visiting team left while shouting, "Let Baker bake." Kirk, JJ, and the rookie Addison started off with a splash until half number two when JJ took Kirk's cold cash. The Colts and the Jags never failed to deliver. Both think they're the thorns when they're barely a sliver. The Jags won the game and their future looks set. Even Ridley has no issue making that bet. The Commies won their first of the year and gave their new owners some reason to cheer. Their opponents were a bunch of Jimmy, Joes, and Bobs. Hold off on a parade until you beat someone other than Dobbs. The Saints squeak by, the Titans and Coach Vrabel. Is it possible that Carr is good when things are more stable? Hopkins might have to rethink his offseason pick because Tannehill could throw at a tree and miss every stick. A shock in the West between the Hawks and the Rams had the coach from LA as happy as clams. Geno screamed in fear as he avoided a sack. Maybe it's time he decides to write back. The Chargers revamped the offense this year, ignoring their defense, as this game made clear. McDaniels and co. didn't stop much as well, but a win's a win as far as I can tell. The Bears won the offseason and Fields will be elite until Love and the Packers told them to go take a seat. Rodgers is gone and the Bears had some hope after this week. Nope. Billy B's defense held the Eagles in check, if only their offense was not such a wreck. Zeke had a fumble and there was a pick six by Slay. Sirianni traded for Swift for him not to play. An awful start for the Giants and Danny Dimes seemed eerily similar to him in old times. Dak didn't do much as the defense did their job, and if you listen close, you can hear a Gano owner sob. The Bills and the Jets were hyped up until kickoff at 7, until the worst tragedy to happen in New York on 9/11. Rodgers went down on the fourth play of the year. They may have won, but the future with Wilson is quite unclear. That was week one, ladies and gentlemen. Probably all take right. A break to like week 18 or something.
I was gonna say we will see how that goes. Oh, come on, Titan. It's been 22 years. I don't agree with that. I disagree with Titan. So Josh, I'm thinking, all right, so I got two potential names. Do we like sack poetry, blitz poetry for a segment name? Do you want to come up with your own name? Those are just the two that came to my head as you were doing it.
I labeled my document as rhyming wrap up.
Sure, rhyming wrap up works for me.
Or if we had a beat and I had some flow, we could call it the wrap up, but spell it R-A-P. But I don't have I'm a white dude, so we'll just stick with rhyming wrap up or something.
All right, yeah. I mean, I was definitely gonna, in the future, we should definitely get you a nice little beat or something, something chill in the background. I think that would compliment you well.
Some bongos.
I'd love that. I was gonna try and do something on the fly, but I was too afraid to fuck it up. But yeah, that was a good bit, and we'll definitely get you some music or something next time. I think that was great. I appreciate you putting the work in on that, and we'll only continue to improve it as the season goes on. But, Josh, we love keeping things fresh here, and just as you are, I, too, am trying to keep things fresh. Josh, last year we had the rant and rave, but after hearing this absolute fire of an introduction speech that was put up by the Arizona Cardinals social media team, by the way, this is like some secret cell phone video. This is put out as pro Cardinals propaganda to pump up their team, pump up their fans. Josh, I'm ready to run through a fucking wall for, I forget, is it Josh Gannon, John Gannon? Doesn't matter. The new head coach for the Arizona Cardinals. But I'm going to play for you and for all the folks. Some people may know, some people may not. But I'm going to play the little clip in its entirety so you can feel what I fucking feel, the passion and the heart and the drive to run through a fucking brick wall for someone. Josh, without further ado, here's the newest inspiration. Newest inspiration for our newest starting bit. Here we go.
Welcome back. who drove over here? Quick, let me see your hands. Who took the bus? Did you have fire in your gut? Did you? We're here for a reason. Don't get that twisted, okay? We're here for a reason to win games. So if you didn't have that fire in your gut, you better light the fire pretty fast. Be who you are. Just understand, I'm looking for killers.
Josh, are you fucking pumped? Are you fucking ready to do anything for Mr. Gannon, dude?
Yeah, I'm excited that he's able to get Ray Lewis out of retirement. Because he's looking for killers, you know, and Ray Lewis killed a guy.
I heard it's funny. I heard the best hosts don't laugh at their own jokes, so I appreciate the humor, but I can't laugh at that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah. I've got that fire in my gut.
So the newest bit here is fire in your gut, Josh. And we both know that, and it's inspired by that beautiful speech from Mr. Gannon. We'll play that clip every so often to remind the people what it's all about. But we both know that fire in your gut can come from a lot of things. It can come from that rousing speech. Maybe not as much from Gannon, but maybe more so from a guy like fucking MCDC, dude. That guy would give me some fire in my gut. We also know, Josh, as you learned over the weekend, that you can get fire in your gut from other sources. Perhaps a gas station breakfast quesadilla or a burger covered in cock and sriracha sauce. There's a lot of different ways to get fire in your gut. Taco Bell, great answer, Titan. As someone who worked at Taco Bell for 7 years, I'm very familiar. You can get a lot of fire in your gut from Taco Bell. So with that in mind, Josh, not everything we say in this bit will be positive, but I've got two things that gave me fire in my gut this week, Josh, and maybe you'll have some too. But first on my list to put a fire in my gut, we've got the Motor City Kitties. They open up the season, and we didn't have a show since then, so they open up the season on Thursday night. Who cares if Travis Kelce wasn't playing? Who cares if Chris Jones wasn't playing? They got it done. They beat the reigning Super Bowl champions, and the Motor City Kitties are winning this division, Josh. I don't care. The Packers look scary good, but as of right now, I got Dan Campbell, MCDC, taking home the NFC North, and I'm a big fucking fan. There was another fire in my gut that came over the weekend, Josh, and it maybe it wasn't sitting as well as I would hope. And this might be what your stomach sounded like on Saturday as well. Another fire in my gut, Josh, was caused by Ryan Tannehill. The man was like fucking 17 for 34, some bullshit, 50% completion percentage, 3 picks, playing against the Saints. Yes, the Saints have a good defense, but that man, as you put it, Josh, looked absolutely washed. Ryan Tannehill looked rough and tumble. I only have him on one fantasy team because he was a desperation pick in a guillotine league. But my God, did that man look bad. And he gave my tumbly the rumblies, and I'm disappointed. We'll see if the Titans can figure it out because I have the Titans winning double-digit games this year, but they are off to a absolutely rough start. Josh, anyone put fire in your gut this week?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a couple. I'll go with on the Motor City Kitty side that you have with the flaming hot. Yeah, we've got Brock Purdy. That boy can sling the rock. 6-0 and starts as an NFL quarterback. Not bad. Not a bad way to start off his career. He picked up right where he left off. He hit Ayuk a couple times. He had the team rolling. But then on the flip side, we've got something that was always hyped up. Something that I was able to watch every snap on, a DJ Moore. DJ Moore is a 1,000-yard receiver, and he sat, you know, he got targeted twice, and I think he got like 10 yards. Not a good look for him on his new team, especially after all the hype from this offseason. So DJ Moore, you give my tummy the rumblies, and I do have you on one of my teams, but thank you. I have 3 or 4 other wideouts that I could plug in your place, and I might have to go ahead and do that because yikes. Moving on, Gar. Usually we're in a couple fantasy leagues, aren't we?
Just a couple.
Yeah, so we usually like to let people know whether or not they should actually consider listening to us. And so we have our grain of salt. And so, Gar, I'll let you kick off the grain of salt for week 1 of this beautiful season.
Well, Josh, the grain of salt's all about letting people know how we do in fantasy, so they know whether or not they should listen to us. I went 5-4 in the 1, 2, 3. Because it's not 9 leagues. It's, 7 leagues? Because 2 are against the medium. Anyways, in that number of leagues, whatever it is, I went 5-4. And wasn't my best showing, Josh. But I won in both my guillotine leagues. I stay alive. And then if we go all the way down to the intellectual property of Joshua Allen Bunker Incorporated, I went 68-39. So, you know, on its surface, my winning percentage was only, you know, or my batting, you know, let's say I was batting 5-5-5, 5-5-6. You know, not that great. But I would have beaten more teams if I were playing against every team, or if I was playing against every team this week. I would have gone 68-39. So that's good for a 6-3-5 or a 6-3-6, depending on where you want to round that. You know, some of my teams, I was absolutely electric. I dominated the league, and, you know, a couple of my teams were absolute stinkers in the bottom of the league. I didn't have too much middle ground. I was usually a very polarizing player this week, but, you know, I won in my two most expensive leagues, and that's, or two of my most expensive leagues. I guess two of them there cost me the same amount of money this year, but I think that's what matters to me most. You really just need to win one to kind of fund the rest, so I might have spent $483 on fantasy this year, but I feel pretty good about my future. Josh, how do you do in fantasy this week to start the season?
Solid.
Wow, really?
I'm
solid,
trying to do the numbers here. 9-0.
Nine and 9-0, Josh.
Yep, because I've got the Victoria's Secret League. We switch to against the median each week. I but second highest scoring there, and then deflate these balls. I got a W. Hidden Oaks redraft. I got a W and against the median, and then the champs branch out. I got a W and I beat the median, and then the Butt Sweat and Beers Dynasty League. I throttled my opponent, got a W. And then Hidden Oaks Dynasty, I got a W.
Josh, go tuck yourself in, dude. That's not very nice, okay? I tried my
and
best.
And I also won a sleeper over-under pick, and I won two or three of the daily drafts, however many I did.
Nice, dude. So you're just rolling in dough. At least $5 back to your name, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
No big deal. So your winning percentage was 100%. Is that, do you expect that to be how you finish the season here? Just never losing?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. If not a little bit higher. But no, not at all. Because despite the wins, a couple of my teams came down to the, you know, it came down, I guess I got lucky because I played Brian in the redraft league and Aaron Rodgers was my starting quarterback. He scored zero, but Brian's entire team scored zero, it seems. So it worked out to my benefit there. But Victoria's Secret was kind of a uh-oh, because I had Geno Smith in. He didn't do so hot. My running backs didn't do so hot. I was saved by a uke. And so, yeah, I had one or two players that saved my teams in each league. So
Do you find that most of your teams are pretty similar? I know we've talked about this a lot, but just very briefly, do you think a lot of your teams have a lot of the same players? Are you pretty well diversified amongst your fantasy teams? Like, are you going to, like, as long as you ride this hot hand, are you going to win most weeks? Or, you know, if they have a downturn, will you lose in all your leagues? Like, are your teams similar or pretty different?
They're pretty different this year. It's kind of like the first year I didn't get Davante Adams in most leagues. Like, I have him in dynasty leagues, but in redraft and the champs branch out, I don't have him. And so, you know, or I do in the Victoria's Secret League, but I don't in other leagues. I don't know. It's different. Like, my wide receivers are usually pretty much the same. And I think the only overlap I have on players in redraft, at least, is Isaiah Pacheco. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, 9-0, though, great start. I would have loved to start 9-0 or 10-0 or whatever my max number could have been. But that's pretty sweet, Josh. We'll wish you the best. Moving on to the FanDuel Top 3. We have again done the FanDuel Hood Pod Play Along. And Titan, you're listening live right now. It's not too late. You've only missed 1 week so far. If you'd like to join, you can. Just hit me up and I can give you a link. Or there's a link in the Discord still. You can click on that. You've got seven, as of right now, now you have 17 more chances to put together your best five scores over the whole season. It's only $10 to play, and right now the winning person will get like $90. So that's a pretty good return. We have 14 people playing, can get up to 20. So if you or a friend would like to join, it's still not too late. Still got 17 chances to put together your best five scores, so plenty of leeway left, and you don't have to feel guilty about missing a week or two if you get too busy. With that said, Josh, we had a couple of dominant performances on Sunday. Garbanzo Best Bean, he took down the league with 136.68 points. He dominated. Levi Oki was next, our very own illustrator. He had 132.52. And Vikes number man, Steve, family friend, he had 121.22. Josh, how did you do this week in the Hood Pod play along?
Yeah, let's just, can you vamp for a bit and tell us how you did so I can pull it up?
I came in like ninth, dude. It was not very good. It was not very impressive. It kind of hurt my feelings, and it made me big sad.
I came in fifth.
That's not bad. Top five.
Yeah, no, and we all know fifth place gets the money in this league. It's not letting me pull up how my players did. Oh, there we go. Yeah, oh, I lost to Brian. I retire.
Oh, no. I mean,
Brian had 114.
That's not bad. I pulled up the winners from last year. So Garbanzo Best Bean, he came in third last year when we were doing best 10 scores. This year we're just doing best 5. But so Glenn already back on top. He's aiming for that top 3. He's aiming for some money this year. Nikita, she was the big winner last year. She took home, I think, what was it here, $130. And Nikita didn't even play this year. She said she was out. Did she just want to take her money and run? Or what was, did you get any more of the inside scoop than I did?
Yeah, she actually is playing in a different one, a more competitive one with people that know the sport of football. And so she's, she said that she doesn't have time for chumps like us.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck, Nikita. But yeah, so it's not too late. Titan, if you'd like to join, I know how much you love fantasy football, considering you haven't played it in like 10 years. Or no, you played last year, I think, last time I checked. I think you were asking for some thoughts in the chat last year. So Titan's back in the groove. But Titan or Club or anyone else, we still got 6 spots. So if you know anyone who would like to play, it's only $10. No big deal. We appreciate everyone who plays along with us. And it's more fun the more people you got. Josh, we will move on to our last bit of the night here. And, you know, some might call this a desperate move for content. Some might call this the biggest stretch of all time. But, Josh, I know, just like when I was growing up, all these NFL players, Josh, when their mommy, their daddy, their grammy, their pappy was teaching them to count, they were counting on the toes. They're like, this little piggy did that. This little piggy did that. Josh, one of those little piggies went to the market. But just like as little kids grew up, the little piggies also grew up. They grow up into fucking hogs, Josh. And we are out here looking at the market for some hogs, Josh. And nothing says keeping...
H-A-W-G, right?
Hogs, Josh.
So we're talking about a bunch of hot-ass white guys.
I mean, not exclusively white guys, but they could be. Height, hot-ass... wicked guys, hot ass working out guys. Yeah, I don't know. But we got some fucking hogs. The NFL's got dogs, Josh. We see them as hogs. Nothing says keeping your podcast relevant like taking a random bit from a professional sports show that's 5 years old and then having it inspire a bit for you this year. But I'll play the clip that inspired this bit for me. And it was really my only creative burst of the offseason. And so I might not be proud of it, but it's all we got to try and keep the show fresh. So here's just a little clip for our other newest bit, Hogs at the Market.
Bacon? You don't put bacon in your body.
Why not?
The worst thing you could put in your body.
I love hog.
It's fried fat.
I eat everything on the pig except the squeal. Oink.
All right, Josh, you heard that. It is the opening bell. We are now at the market, Josh, and we are looking at some hogs. We are here to determine if we are buying or selling. Are we going to eat everything on the pig but the squeal? Are we going to turn down this hog because it's nothing but fried fat? So I'm going to give you a player, Josh. You're going to tell me if you're buying or selling. You're going to tell me if you're eating everything on this pig but the squeal or if this is just fried fat. All right, Josh, had a lot of players this week, a lot of performances. How do you feel about Tua Tagovailoa dominating the Chargers?
I'm buying that. I'll buy that one. You know, He kind of picked up right where he left off before the injuries derailed the season last year. And so if this whole Tai Chi Jiu-Jitsu has helped him learn how to fall more effectively and he's able to stay on the field, that's going to be an offense nobody wants to play against. So, yeah, bye.
I eat everything on the pig except the squeal.
All right, that's for Tua. Moving on, Josh. I already know your answer, but I have to pretend like I'm being unbiased and ask Josh, Jordan Love, buying or selling?
There's only one option here, and that's buying, because if I were to sell Jordan Love, I don't think I'd know what to do by owning the entire NFL, because that's how good he is. Not just kidding. He had some areas where he could definitely look a little bit better. I would buy him because he's only going to improve, I think. I think that he showed composure. He showed that he knows how to make the right passes at the right times. People say that he didn't have any big plays, but he had... As far as air yards, people say he didn't have a lot, but he actually had more yards per attempt. And so he did try to get the ball down the field. He's just smart with the football. He's got a good complementary staff around him. So, yeah, I liked what I saw. Bye.
All right.
I eat everything on the pig except the squeal.
Moving on, Josh, to a potential player that maybe people won't buy. Maybe people want to sell high as fool's gold. They want to, you know, buy low, sell high. We've got David Montgomery. He certainly outsnapped Jahmyr Gibbs on Thursday night. He got in the end zone, whereas Jahmyr Gibbs did not. Josh, David Montgomery, you going to eat everything on the pig except the squeal, or is David Montgomery a bunch of fried fat?
David Montgomery is going to go to the next guy. I'm going to go ahead and sell him. Not going to take, you know, he had a great performance. You know, they're easing the rookie in, but Jahmyr Gibbs looked solid. He looked electrifying every time he touched the rock. So David Montgomery, he may get his, he may get the goal line work, and he may be this year's Jamal Williams, where he gets, you know, 10, 12 touches a game and three of them are going to be, you know, touchdown potential on the 2 yard line. But I'm going to, at this point in time, sell him just because I saw Jahmyr Gibbs and how good he looked.
It's fried fat.
All right, Josh, moving on. He got a lot of hype last year because of one simple Schefter tweet, but he got injured, missed plenty of the year, but he was back, and he found the end zone twice, I believe. We're talking about Los Angeles Rams running back Kyren Williams. Josh, you buying or selling?
You know, I had thought that maybe I'd be selling him, but he did have the 2 touchdowns. He did, I believe he outsnapped Cam Akers, or at least was a very close split. He's somebody that, you know, I'd buy if the price is right. You know, if you're at the market and you had, and there's like a meat raffle, I'd definitely throw in a couple shares to get myself some Kyren Williams.
Excellent.
I eat everything on the pig except the squeal.
All right, Josh, we're getting close to time here, so I'm going to go ahead and skip a couple names, or at least skip one name. We'll go on to George Pickens. The Pittsburgh Steelers looked absolutely awful, but also Deontay Johnson might be missing some time. So are you going to try and sell George Pickens while you can before that team absolutely implodes? Or are you going to expect them to bounce back and or George Pickens to bounce up here? Are you buying or selling, Mr. Pickens?
Oh, Pickens is a buy for me. And I noticed the name you skipped was probably the biggest slam buy that I had on this list. But George Pickens, buy with Deontay out. They went up against San Fran's defense. We all know San Fran's defense is just, it's, you know, peak defense. So buy George Pickens. Even if Deontay was playing, George Pickens is kind of that 1A, 1B receiver with him. So I do think that things will get turned around. They just had a rough draw for that first week.
I eat everything on the pig except the squeal.
All right, Josh, I'll give you the opportunity then. I was going to try and bounce it around, but we'll just go over by a minute or two. Calvin Ridley, he had a lot of controversy coming into the season. He had basically been away for 2 whole years, and then he came back, and he had a pretty good performance there in Jacksonville for week 1. Some people think it's a flash of the pan. Some people think he's going to do this all year. Josh, Calvin Ridley, everything but the squeal or fried fat?
Everything but the squeal. Calvin Ridley, I've been talking him up. I said he was going to have a solid year. I have him in the Champions League. I tried to get him in almost every redraft league. And so I was buying Calvin before week 1.
All right.
I eat everything on the pig except the squeal.
Last one, Josh. You know, everyone would like you to buy low and sell high, but sometimes your best option is to buy high because you'll still get value, and sometimes you got to sell low and or just drop the player because that's the best you can do. Call him Curveball Josh for the last player. We're going Justin Fields. You gonna buy or sell Justin Fields?
I'm going to sell. Because I feel like in the quarterback world, there's a lot of solid talent out there. Justin Fields plays Packers twice a year, and he's already shaking in his boots for that second matchup, which is going to affect every single game between now and then. It wouldn't be a sell low because I do think people would overpay for him, but I don't think I want in on that train ride after seeing how he played against the Packers.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. Justin Fields.
It's fried fat.
And there it is, Josh. That's the closing bell. The hog market will remain closed until next time. We appreciate everyone so much for listening. We're going to go ahead and get the hell out of here. Josh, we appreciate you for your new bit. I do look forward to you serenading people with your beautiful poetry or your rhyming wrap-up, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for chatting on the Discord. We will see you again on Saturday morning. Josh, do you want to call that 7:30 as well? Do you want to call that 8? What time are we shooting for on Saturday morning, or do you want to decide later?
We'll decide later. We'll keep the people guessing.
Well, I mean, you don't want to keep the people guessing forever, but we'll find a time and we'll hit it hard. You'll find us here on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. as well. Again, thank you, everyone. Josh, here, go Packers, so we can leave.
Go Packers.
Game.